2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now it's 10:30 on this Monday morning, and I would just like to let you know that we are a dance show today through and through. We went from the ballroom and now we're heading to the stage. Have a little listen to this. You're enjoying that, I can tell, Philip. You absolutely are. It just kind of conjures up a little bit of glamour and feathers and showbiz and all that good stuff. And Top Hat, the stage musical, is coming to the Borgosh Energy Theatre for 1 week only, from the 27th to the 31st of January. And with me now is the star of the show, Philip Attmore. Good morning. You are so welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh my God, I'm a little bit out of breath because we got you to teach me a little bit of tap dancing.
Yes. You just time step brilliantly.
Yeah, not anything you tried to show me. Poor Philip, we will have it up on social in a couple of moments' time. But you said, okay, so you're going to do like stomp, step, do, and I was like, I can do this. So I'm going to stick to this step.
I'm proud of what you did.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Philip, for anyone who isn't familiar with dance at all, why is Top Hat such an iconic musical?
Oh, Top Hat for many reasons. But one, it's the original jukebox musical with Irving Berlin music. And Irving Berlin in America is known arguably as the American songbook, with bangers like Cheek to Cheek and Putting on the Ritz and title song Top Hat. And it was... The role that I'm playing, Jerry Travers, was originated by Mr. Fred Astaire himself.
So let's talk about this role.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about who you play in the show.
Oh, so I play Jerry Travers. And Jerry Travers, in the world of Top Hat, is a Broadway star that is getting ready to make his London debut. And so he's brought over from America.
Okay.
And he's got a very no-strings attitude, not looking for love, and then instantly falls in love with the first American girl that he meets over there, who's a model and a person of influence in her own respects, and falls in love with her. They find each other, but they don't know each other's names. It's a case of mistaken identity. She thinks he's someone else. In fact, she thinks he's a married man, which he's not. And then they lose each other, and they spend the rest of the show trying to find each other. Madcap.
I love how we've like just picked kind of a bit of your life, because you are an American who came to London to
literally
put the show on the stage.
Yeah.
And coming to Ireland as well, which is so exciting.
And I married a Brit, actually. My wife is from England, so
Amazing. Yeah. Fred Astaire is seen as one of the best of the movie star dancers of the Hollywood musical era. Better than Gene Kelly or even Ginger Rogers, some might say. Do you agree with that?
Like, well, it's arguable, isn't it? I think that with the beautiful thing about Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, who, you know, were very much neck and neck because they were a partnership many times, but, and Gene Kelly and Gregory Hines and Bilbo Jingles Robinson, these, Ann Miller, these wonderful dancers that have shaped what we know to be tap dancing and dancing for the stage, is that they each bring something unique to the table. So it's hard to compare, because for me, growing up watching all of them, I loved it all. And so I would steal a little bit from everyone. But yes, playing Jerry Travers, I'm compelled to lean a little bit into my love for Mr. Astaire, particularly in this season, because I'm playing him.
Of
you
course.
Know, I'm playing a role that he originated. So that's the world that I'm in.
And you've immersed your life into that.
Oh, 100%.
So you're living it like early. Tell me, what is difference in the like stage performance as opposed to the film for people?
I love that you asked that question. Okay. And that's the tall task when you are doing a show that originally was a film, where it's done once and filmed once, and then I'm now doing it 8 times a week. You know, so
we love a matinee show.
Yeah, we
Sunday.
Love a matinee, and the way I handle that is I lie to myself and say we never had that, and then we do another show.
Yeah, they're two separate days.
Yeah, two separate days, literally one and one, not two. But I mean, you know, it's just, well, one, you just kind of pinch yourself and say I get to do this work. It's remembering the legacy that I am the only person right now playing Jerry Travers and getting to invoke the likes of Fred Astaire on stage in Top Hat the musical.
Yeah.
And so I don't see that as any pressure. I see it as an invitation to shine and to pass on the information and the legacy of what I know and love. And And so every night I have to remind myself of that. And that kind of, that really does help shake off the tiredness. Plus it's also shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
I mean, I start and then I have no time to complain. It's just like sweat all the complaints
out. You're too tired out. Then. You just sleep and then you get back up and then you do a matinee show and then you go back to sleep again and then you fly to Ireland and you
literally
come over and do radio interviews like this.
Literally.
Because you do have a jam-packed schedule. We'll get to that in a moment. But please, I would love to know for you, like, exactly like that, that like the outlook of looking at this and going, I'm so incredibly lucky to be here because everybody wants this gig. Everybody has always dreamed of it, and I'm sure you as like a 7-year-old probably had these like big dreams of being on the stage one day, and here you are.
And I'm still that 7-year-old deep down inside that gets to live his dreams out, you know. It's
when
wild.
Did you start dancing? Like, were you that young?
I started when I was 3.
No way.
Yeah, I started dancing and singing and acting when I was 3. I grew up in Los Angeles, so
fair enough. That explains a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and a lot of access. And I went to an arts high school in Los Angeles for dance and theater and voice. And
we find this so fascinating here that like you've got a dedicated secondary school, like a high school for the arts.
Yeah.
Which just makes perfect sense because there are so many kids who've grown up who are just destined to be in that world.
Yes.
So of course, why wouldn't they be in a school like that?
Yes, I'm so grateful. I went to Los Angeles County High School for the Arts, which is the acronym is LAXA. And I mean, the likes of Josh Groban went there, and Anthony Anderson, but those are some of the bigger names, and Angel Blue, who's a huge opera star now. And so what I loved about that training was that in some ways it sets you and your parents up for success, because by the time you graduate, you know whether this is something that was just a passion or something that you have to pursue as a career.
Yeah. And you still obviously have an education to go alongside it. So,
exactly.
Yeah. And that's the thing as well. It can be, look, anything in the arts is an incredibly tricky industry to get into. But when there is just this like burning passion inside of you, you have to try it and you have to go for it. You've been on Broadway. Like, you know, you are just musicals through and through. If there is somebody listening right now who is looking for advice, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say if you want to do it, you have to start by trying it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference between a dreamer and a doer. You know, you can stay a dreamer your whole life, but you have to be a dreamer who does.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, 100%. You can obviously, like, you know, go about your day and being like, I could do that. I could do this. But unless you actually try it, you will never know.
Yeah. My response is do it.
Yeah.
You know, and the reality is, you know, just to rip the Band-Aid off real quick, is that there are no guarantees, but it can happen.
Yeah.
And
it just takes one break.
It literally just takes one break. And so, and then it's, you'll never know the beauty of life and the way that things come back around. Like I said, my first recital, I was singing Top Hat in White Tie and Tails, not knowing what I was singing about, but just knowing I wanted to be like Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
And now as an adult, I am playing him. And that is a gift.
It truly
all.
Is.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as well, you never in a million years thought that you would be moving from LA to the UK.
No.
Marrying a British. No. Like, and then coming over here, you're getting to see so much of the world.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And it's funny, a Top Hat, I wasn't looking for it. That's what's so funny is we were in LA. In fact, you know, January of 2025, the beginning of 2025 started very differently than it ended, because where we are in LA, we were affected by the fires.
Yeah.
And so we had to relocate because of smoke damage. And I was just doing a little story for New Year's Eve where I posted a video of, you know, us evacuating from the fires. I said 2025 started very differently, but it ended in glory. And then I showed a picture of me, of my face all over South Bank Center in London, you know. And so that sort of thing, where even as a professional actor, I still couldn't have planned something as beautiful as this in this season of life. And so I'm very grateful.
I'm very sorry about all the damage that happened to, your homes and businesses and everything in LA.
Yeah.
Like, it was obviously all over the news here, and it was just devastating.
It was. And you know what? What I'm learning, the perspective about it all, because there's a lot of crazy stuff happening right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, when you're doing like a musical like Top Hat, it's like, well, what's the point? And I'm finding myself anchored in joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing that's so powerful, is joy is not flippant. It's actually quite aggressive because it decides to anchor itself in something positive in the face of crazy stuff going on. And I think if you come to see Top Hat, I would say one of the things is that it gives you permission to be joyful about something. And I think that's something we have to do every day. We have to find a reason to be joyful. And we don't have to look far. Yeah. We just have to sit and detox from all the trauma that can so easily,
we
pick up our phones and look at social media and we're inundated with trauma. But I think joy is available as well. And I think that's the thing that Top has reminded me that I have permission to do this, you know.
It's finding the light in the dark in every situation. And you're not throwing your head in the sand. You're very aware about what's happening in the world and how traumatic it is. But also you have a job and your job is to provide entertainment for people so that they've got an escape and a release.
100%.
For someone who is, you know, lives and breathes dancing, do you love that the renewed like energy and enthusiasm for shows, like dancing shows, like Dancing with the Stars, especially, like, I mean, obviously we'll talk about our own Irish version because you are going to be a part of it, but like even Dancing with the Stars in the US has seen an entirely new resurgence in the last year or so.
Oh, it's so exciting because what I love, and I'm a So You Think You Can Dance alumni, and it films in the same place, and there's a lot of So You Think You Can Dance alumni that then go on to, you know, be on Dancing with the Stars as guest artists. And so what I appreciate about Dancing with the Stars and shows like it is that it puts dance front and center again, reminding people that it's, you know, dance is, as artists, we are the archetypes. Does that make sense? And so if we don't do it, people won't see it.
Exactly.
People won't know. And so to have something that is quite commercial is a gift because it reminds people why we should dance.
No, and you should. Oh my God. It's the endorphins you get off it in the release. And it's not even all about learning a choreographed piece. It's actually just moving your body and feeling that joy through and going, I don't care if I'm making a fool of myself.
Yes.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
You obviously are having a very quick trip to Ireland at the minute. Like, oh my geez.
Yes, yes.
Just flew in. You're doing a string of of lovely press interviews like this.
It's a mini tour in a day.
Exactly. And you will be coming back, obviously, at the end of the month, on the 27th. And if people want to get tickets, I'll tell them about that in a couple of moments' time. But have you ever been to Ireland before?
So I've only passed through Dublin before, shamefully. I know this is
this
different,
is okay.
But I've got a lot of friends from Northern Ireland. So I spent a lot of time in Belfast and in and around. Yeah. So I'm really excited to be in Ireland and to get to
see
Dublin a bit.
You've had a little taste, but you've come down to the south now as well, and you're having a little look around. And naturally enough, we would love to send you on a tour of the entire country.
Oh my goodness!
So much to offer.
It's gorgeous.
What did you do last night when you got in?
Well, I walked along the river.
Of course you did.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm in Ireland. Let's have a wee Guinness. You know, now in America, the Guinness is not as it's not the thing. You know, it's not
Say it.
You know, it kind of tastes like dishwater.
There
you know,
go.
So it was nice to come here, and it was just so smooth, you know. I thought, oh, I just have one pint, that's it. Now I'm a lightweight anyway, but I will say I got back to the hotel and I was talking to my wife and I said, babe, I think that was a mistake. I had not realized the power of Guinness in Ireland. And so I'm still paying for it. No.
Sorry. I love how you came in just a little bit glassy eyed and we were like, so show me how to tap dance. Let's go. Let's move it.
That's
Phil,
right. That's right. Steamed off the Guinness.
It worked. Thank you so much for coming in to us today. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate you taking the time out to have a great chat with us and just a fab conversation and teaching me a little bit of tap dancing skills with the top hat and a pair of Dorothy shoes.
You nailed it. And you know what? If it could have failed you, you just click your heels three times. You'd be somewhere else.
Look at you. Your musical's through and through. Top Hat is coming to the Borgosh Energy Theatre for 1 week only, from the 27th to the 31st of January. It's going to be a great show. Definitely get your hands on the tickets if you can right now. Philip, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I cannot tell you what a smile you put on my face.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.